Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. National Deputy Leader and incoming Finance Minister Nicola Willis has ruled herself out of the running for Deputy Prime Minister. Willis spoke with media yesterday morning and said that while it's for the Prime Minister to decide, she's made it clear she has no expectation whatsoever of getting the role. Willis says she wants to get on, form a government and do her job as Finance Minister. She also told reporters at Wellington Airport that she was comfortable with either David Seymour or Winston Peters getting the Deputy Prime Minister job. Some of National's top-ranked MPs, including Willis and Chris Bishop, flew to Wellington yesterday morning, a sign that a coalition deal could be confirmed by today. Ministerial and cabinet positions are the last remaining hurdle to be negotiated. Former Mana Motuhake leader and diplomat Sandra Lee Verka says the incoming government needs to dial back attacks on the Treaty of Waitangi. She says open season was declared on Māori at every level of society from the start of the election campaign, and that has encouraged parties like ACT to think they can push through stunts like rewriting the treaty and undermining Māori-focused agencies like Te Puni Kōkiri. She says the outcome is likely to be challenges in the courts and in international bodies like the United Nations and the International Court of Justice.
The treaty is not some kind of private member's bill that's come before Parliament that people can have a hash at. It is a historical constitutional agreement between pangata whenua as a nation and those who came and colonised our country, made by the Crown. The Crown sits on King Charles's head, and he is the constitutional head at this time of Aotearoa.
Sandra Lee Verko says Māori, as a people, may take the option of making our own constitutional arrangements, as countries through the Pacific have done in response to New Zealand and Australians' heavy-handed colonisation. And distinguished anthropologist Dame Anne Salmond has compiled 40 years of research into a new pukapuka. Knowledge is a Blessing on Your Mind is a selection of her early books, Hui, a study of Māori ceremonial gatherings, and Eruera, the teachings of a Māori elder, through to her examination of first encounters in books like The Trial of the Cannibal Dog, to more recent articles about race and te tiriti. Dame Anne says she was extremely fortunate to have Eruera and Amedia Stirling as friends and mentors in her academic and personal life.
When I think about it, you know, all those marae and hui that we attended together, sleeping in the whare at night, just listening to the whai kōrero, realising how different the kawa and the histories were on different marae around the country. It was an amazing apprenticeship.
Dame Anne Salmond, Knowledge is a Blessing on Your Mind, is published by University of Auckland Press. And the Hōmā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.